you've been in the league as long as I have. I think you try to learn. There's no surprises, but obviously, just from my position and you just always stay ready and so the head coach and the guys make a decision and you just move forward with it. So obviously things have changed and we're just accordingly.
From a mental standpoint, how much of a shift is it for you, Josh? Before you went home for the break, you weren't starting against the Ravens. Now you are.
Well, I said yesterday, you know, the reality is you're always one play away. And so there is definitely, I mean, you prepare as a starter, but obviously when you're the guy, there's a different feeling. And so you just have to get in that mode. And under the circumstance and it's just obviously, I don't know, you never want to regain a job this way, so to speak. But obviously you have to serve your team and do the job that the coach has asked you to do. And so, we'll move forward and do that. But as far as preparation, that doesn't change because, it's like I said, you got to be ready because you're always one play away.
As someone who cares about Johnny, it sounds like you're kind of disappointed in how things played out based on that last comment.
Yeah, I mean, I just think, it doesn't matter. It's not just Johnny, any teammate. If they were to go through that, you'd be not disappointed in them, but just for them. You know, you don't want to see anybody go through something like that. So that's how I feel about it. It's just, and obviously we're in that room together, and I've said this before, I mean, you want the best for people. And so when they go through something like that, I don't know. It's just you want the best for them. And when you feel like the best thing is not happening, it doesn't give you a good feeling. And so that's just hard to process, you know. So
if you could take us in, what is that room like
now? I mean, I'll say this, and it's just a credit to Johnny is, you know, he came, you know, to work this morning, and, you know, obviously with not the best circumstances and came in and took notes and did everything he was supposed to do. And it's just, given everything that's happened, it was the right response. And so I just appreciate that from him. And so, obviously, it isn't the easiest situation, but we worked through it. And like we said, from day one, we're together. We're in this thing together, and we're in there to help one another. So things are good.
Hey, Josh, as a guy who approaches, were you able to recapture that excitement level? Just because I'm sure you don't want your playing season to end with the two games on the sideline with the ribs. So how good will it feel to be back out there?
Oh, I mean, yeah. Obviously, as the game approaches, I mean, you know, tomorrow's Thanksgiving. So that in and of itself, you know, just – spending a day appreciating, you know, the blessings in life is a good thing. And so to get to stop and do that, I think that gives you great energy in and of itself. And we'll move towards the game on Monday night. All those things, we'll pull from those things. And we have to. I've said this before, like, turn our lights on and put the stripes on the field. You got to go play and have fun. And realize you know how special it is to get to play this game, and so that won't change. And I feel like we'll have good energy, and we'll go out there and play well.
Josh, from a practical standpoint, what can you guys do to get that run offense going?
Well, obviously, everybody take it coming out of this bye. You know, kind of take an inventory of where we're at with things, and more attention to detail on those things from us as players, and doing everything we can to make sure we've exhausted everything to get more out of that, because it's certainly something that we want to do. So, whether that's from starts on the practice field and how we prepare and how we practice those runs, and then, you know, getting in the game and executing them and calling them and all those things. You know, everybody's got to have a hand in that and getting that done. And so I feel like for this, you know, last day of practice and then today, it's obviously there's a focus on it and there's a plan in place to get better. So hopefully we can see that come to fruition.
You always talk about cherishing opportunities to play. Just the chance to go out prime time Monday night, you're the only game on. Does it add to the excitement a little bit?
I think so. I think obviously neither team is having the season that they want, but I think all of us as players have so much respect for the game, and when you grow up, just that, you know, Monday Night Football and the music, and you know, we just appreciate it. And so I do think just the different teams I've been on, and there is an added energy to it, and so I would think that would be no different Monday, and again, understanding the history of this division and these two teams, like we talked about it the first game, the first time around, and what it means to the city. And so I think from our end of it, you know, there's a lot of excitement for our players.
How much would it mean, we talk about the division, these two teams, how much would it mean to sweep these guys?
Oh, I think, you know, it would mean a ton just from all angles. Number one, like I said the other day, because it's your next game and you need to win your next game. And especially when you're 2-8, but for us, you know, moving forward and the feeling that we need to have in our division, and if we want to become the type of team that we've talked about, you got to win these division games. And so to be able to sweep a team that's played at such a high level in this division for so many years, I think would be a very good thing for us, just from a confidence level and just from a, you know, where we want to go and things we hang our hat on.
How you played against them last time probably boost.
I'm sorry?
How you played against them last time probably big boost.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I think, you know, anytime you can go out and you know, win the game, you know, perform well on both sides, and then have Travis kick a field goal like that. Just everybody coming together and you know, doing their part to win that game. I think there's certainly value in that for sure. When you see an opponent the second time around.